Yellow.
Hey, Marcus.
That's part of the crankcase vent. So it goes straight to the top of the valve cover and then comes back in here and vents. That's what that is. But I mean, if this was doing anything, like this being all cracked out and shit, that ain't worth a damn, man. And you can get just the same size hose, cut it to fit, and put it right back. Yellow.
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yep.
I was calling about Superfill Insulation LLC and putting you guys on the first page of the Google search results. He asked me to circle back with you.
Yeah, we were talking the other day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I talked to my uncle, and he said that back when he did it, it's good to go ahead and have like a URL and domain and all that stuff, just to be established.
Yeah, we provide that for you in the package. That way you have it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just kind of using my wife as an excuse, but realistically, I wanted to talk to my uncle because he was a tech for, 4 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I figured he would help us help you make heads or tails of it.
Yeah, he said to go ahead and do it. So, I said, I'm down for it. Today is probably not the best time to try to get all this set up.
Okay.
It's been kind of a little hectic ass day, but I am for it. So.
Okay. Well. If you wanted to get it set up, I mean, I could go ahead and get the URL and everything, and we could circle back tomorrow at a set time to do the interview and start customizing it. But my question to you is more so, like, did you want to start out with that local campaign, or you wanted to jump into that 250-mile radius?
Oh, no, it'd definitely be the 250. He agreed the same way. He was like, it ain't worth a damn to do it just in Howard. And I said,
okay.
Yeah, I know, that's what I told the guy.
Okay, so you want to do the $4.99 campaign then?
Yeah, he said try it out for a month. He said, try it out for a month, month and a half. If it's not making anything, go from there. But, he said that would definitely be it.
Yeah, good results in a month. I mean, 250 miles is so much ground. There's no way you don't shell over a couple of jobs in that first month. There's just no way.
Yeah,
I mean,
and that's more or less what he's saying. He said if I get, 6 jobs, he said that's beneficial. He said... But if I don't get, that kind, and right now would be the best time, I guess, for you to try to prove it to me, because, it's hot. Everybody's calling, yesterday and the day before, I had over 122 calls. So, like I said, and that was off of Andy, so.
Oh, geez. Yeah, they're nickel and diming you for those, so that'd be a lot better off.
Well, some of them were customers that were calling me back to try to get set on jobs. Like, I went from, I did 600 miles is what I drove, and the day before I did, 580 or something like that.
Hmm. Jeez.
So, like I said, I was driving around just doing appointments yesterday and the day before.
Okay, so I got to put in a request for your PIN verification letter to get sent out right now, and then I got to put in an order for a URL and domain name. So you got, 3 to 5 minutes so I could set up the profile and secure the listing, and then we could circle back for the client interview tomorrow?
Yes. I mean, we can try it real quick.
All right. What's your last name, Marcus?
Stallings. S-T-A-L-L-I-N-G-S. Stallings.
Okay. You still working on that off-roading car you were talking about last time?
No, we were just talking about racing. I quit racing set myself.
Yeah, you were telling me you had some expensive hobbies. I remember we had a long conversation last time. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your business email? Sorry, I don't want to get into that again. I'm going to try to make this quick for you.
You can just use my email. It's Marcus, my first and my last name together, and then 1991@gmail.com. So MarcusStallings.
1991@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send the receipt and the outline of the agreement there. And then is the 1601 Ritchie Road in Big Spring still the best address to send your PIN verification?
Yeah. You can send it there and that's fine. Sorry, I'm trying to pull out in traffic.
No worries. It takes 3 to 5 days to receive. That's why I want to get it out as soon as possible. And then, did you want that address displayed or hidden? I remember you saying you got some little ones.
Yeah, I don't want anybody. I mean, there's a shit ton of guns at my house and big ass dogs.
I know,
but
I'm like,
yeah, I
don't want anybody showing up at my house either. Okay, so, and then, what are your hours of operation? How do you want them displayed?
So realistically, I work Sunday to Sunday, but, I normally start answering the phone at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and, man, my phone will ring all the way up until midnight.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'll go 8:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. on there. So that's just call hours, though. I mean, you could, and we could change those, too. I'm going to send you, two texts. Oh, sorry.
You could probably do 10 to 10. That would probably be easier.
Okay.
That's call hours. And then business hours, man, there's times I get started at 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes I get started at 11. Just depends on where it's at.
Yeah, I'm more focused just on the calls. Yeah, because there's a little green and red icon on there that'll toggle on and off. So once it's red, it kind of indicates it's not the best time to call. You know.
No, you're good. And what exactly is y'all's company? Because I know you said you work in conjunction with Google, but is y'all's company just Local Splash?
Yeah, it's Local Splash, a premier Google partner is how it's actually listed. But it's Local Splash if you just Google us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I just texted you over my line, and then I'm going to need, do you have a logo established for Superfill installation yet?
I mean, I have a card, and that's pretty much all I use. I mean, I can text you a picture of that or whatever if you want.
Yeah, send that. I'm going to send you the email address and my direct number and extension right now. I just sent over two texts. But send over what you have. I can also have you meet with a graphic designer. Yeah. We're going to really put some love into the site. I mean, if you're going to have that big of a ad campaign, then we're going to make sure that the site is not cutting any corners. We don't want it half a...
You're good. If you'll give me, like, 1 minute, I'll pull over and I can send you some stuff real quick.
Okay.
Where I was going
is
already closed.
I didn't need it, like, right now. I just needed it, like, by the client interview time tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'll go ahead and send it to you now just in case, tomorrow when y'all call, I don't have as much time.
Okay, I got you. And then while you're pulling over, let's set up the client interview time. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow? Is there like, it takes about 30 minutes, but I want to try to get an hour window in case it goes over.
Man, that's kind of the hard part, doing everything that I do.
I know. I've been having a hard time getting a hold of you as it is the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, my apologies, man. I stay busy.
It's okay. It's a good problem to have.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
I like
I'd rather be too
my
busy
kids
than not busy enough. Yeah, I know. I struggle with that, too. But you know what? They're going to be asking for a lot of stuff later, so now's the time to do it. They're not going to remember when they're small.
Yeah, but still, I will.
Yeah. That's true. If we're still here, I think about that all the time, too. I'm like, I got to work just in case I croak one of these days. At least this guy's got something.
So that number you texted me from, can I call that number?
Yeah, you can call into that line. You could text into that line as well. It'll come through as an email on our company email here. So it'll go straight to the customer service department. Mm-hmm. And then the one that I text you, the extension 544, that goes to me directly.
Gotcha.
I'm here 9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Man, those are rookie hours. You got to pump them up.
I got to monitor the rookies. You forgot I'm the manager of the sales floor, so there's like 40 of them down there that I got to babysit and make sure they get all clocked in and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Let me know if these start coming through to you.
If they're JPEGs, they'll come through to the back end. They won't come directly to me. They'll go to the... You're sending them to the photos at localsplash.com?
Whatever that number is that you sent me, bud.
Oh, no. You got to send them the email address. I'm getting notifications for an SMS here. But that's why I sent you that photos at localsplash.com. Because if it's like a JPEG or a picture, it's got to go to that email address. So that way... Oh, well, maybe I could blow these up. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, no, you gotta send them to the, that email. These look all jacked up. I'm getting like a quarter of a photo.
That photo is at localsplash.com?
Yeah, that's why I sent that over, because the file can be huge, and then that also helps us format it for the website we're going to build. And you could send as many as you have there. And then moving forward, as new jobs come in, you could keep sending them in. So before and after shots, things like that, those are all things that we'll be able to upload to the .com and keep it as fresh as possible. But client interview time, tomorrow I can basically do, so I can't do the 9 to 10. I got a 10 to 11. I got 11 to 12. I got 12 to 1. I got 1 to 2. I got a 4 to 5 and a 5 to 6.
Probably better to go 5 to 6.
Okay. I'll send you a text like 1 hour before just to make sure it's still a good time for you. If something pops up or changes, just let me know. I'll also send an invitation to your Gmail too, so that way you have it.
I got you. Yeah, I'm just sending you a shit ton of pics. Y'all just kind of pick what y'all want to do.
All right. We're going to have a graphic designer sit in on the client interview, so we'll pick your brain a little bit more on what to expect from that and make sure we're representing you properly. Okay. Yeah, but I'm going to have them do a full custom design, and then we're going to do the Google ads for you too to cover that full 250. I remember I drew up that radius, and I had to make sure we're not crossing any state lines on that. So.
Yeah, as long as we're not, as long as we stay in Texas, we're good, man.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not going to have you going all the way over here. All right, so I got that. Let me add you to the calendar. All right, and then the last thing I got to do is secure that first month payment. So in terms of securing the $499, did you want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Give me just a second to get my wallet out.
No worries.
Let me finish clicking these real quick.
Oh, no worries. Take your time. Now I got a picture of you here. You look like my cousin Matt.
You don't have a picture of me. Those are my guys.
Oh, yeah. The Marcus Stallings 1991 pulled up a photo when I sent you the invitation through your Gmail.
It added a
profile photo to your account now. So now I got you with your hat here. Alright. Okay. Yeah, I keep getting the SMS coming through. I think they're slowly trickling in, but I need them to that email address. It's important that we have them there too, because then it's like we have proof that you gave us permission to use it, and we're not just copyrighting photos that have to do with your business off the internet and posting them on your site, you know?
Yeah, no, you're good enough. No worries.
Yeah, it's like a paper trail. Digital paper trail.
Yeah, I'm trying to load these up, and I'm getting text while I'm doing it.
I hear you. Platinum Premier. Okay. This is 250. Man, that's the big radius we talked about last time. Well, he said he's going to do that or nothing, so he's going to the 250. Smart. Yep. Domain, everything. Put in the order for it. Yeah.
So how long, once we do everything, how long before the website's up and running?
It says 3 to 5 days to get the website up and running, is what we're supposed to quote you. And then obviously the hosting is included in the package, so anytime you want to make changes or revisions, we ask for 24 hours to update and make the revisions.
Gotcha. And then how do I access the website?
You'll have access to it. At the end of the client interview, they're going to give you the access to your account dashboard and tracking system, and it comes over with like a little YouTube video that shows you how to log in and use it, and it'll have all the login credentials as well.
Yeah, that works, because me and technology don't get along, man.
I remember you telling me that, but we're really like thorough in being transparent with you guys, so that way you know what we're bringing to the table and you know what you're paying for.
Like I said, as long as it's profitable, I'm good with it. If it turns out that I'm not getting enough from it, then probably just part ways kind of thing.
Yeah, the service area is so big, it should be pretty hard to miss. And the kind of work that you do, I mean, the first couple jobs we bring in should offset this cost for a while. It's also considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off at the end of the year, too. So you'll get it back that way, and you'll get it back with the customers that comes in. And the grand scheme of things, it'll feel like you didn't pay for anything, really.
Well, yeah, more or less. But yeah, I was asking my CPA about it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty aware. Usually business CPAs are almost always prepared to take on Google advertising. That's usually something they always ask. Like, okay, what advertising did you do for the company? And then they'll go over gas and all that other stuff.
Yeah, when I used to race, I had Superfill all over my side-by-side, so I was able to claim that as advertising.
That's awesome. That's actually really smart.
Yeah, flying through the air, you just see this Superfill logo fly past real quick.
It was pretty sweet. You put it on the a business card?
No, I just have Superfill on.
Oh, you just were sponsored by them? Oh, gotcha.
Well, I never really got sponsored, I guess, because I own the company. I bought all the parts out of my pocket, but
Oh, you gotta do. You gotta sit down with the CPA and do that though, because if you're saying like you're sponsoring somebody, it could also be a write-off. yourself.
Yeah, the side-by-side was $32,000, so, I mean, I wrote the side-by-side off on advertising.
Oh, man.
Yeah, stuff adds up, man. Shit gets expensive.
I know, you were telling me about it last time. Had me pulling up all kinds of engine parts and stuff. I was like, geez. I was getting educated a little bit. The only kind of racing I ever got into is NASCAR. I was a big Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan.
Yeah, I never really got the whole left turn thing, man.
It's more than that. Come on, you sound like Jeff Dunham.
He's
making
man.
A left turn. There's more to it than that. I mean, me and my boys, like our favorite movie is Cars too. That's a prime cinema right there.
Yeah, I was just big on that.
Yeah, I love NASCAR. I'm pretty big on NASCAR. Always have been. I always like the mainstream guys, though. I like Tony Stewart and Jeff Gordon. I like Dale Earnhardt before he burned up, and then I turned into a Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan.
I'm sending you some other pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They're not business related at all, but just showing you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's not letting me open these files right now.
I'm still loading on it. It says I can put up to 500 pictures on here, so I'm going through 5,000 real quick, but I have them organized, so give me a minute.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I won't be able to thread through them, though, until, like, later on. It's going to take a while, because even when I receive them, it takes a while to download them all. It comes through, like, a PDF file, and then I got to upload them. So that's all going to get forwarded to graphic design. But I'll make sure to cherry pick the other ones out that aren't actually relevant to the business.
The ones that aren't relative, they'll be the last ones. I think I'm only sending like 85 is all I'm sending.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm sending you like a shit ton or nothing, but...
Yeah, you can keep sending them too. Like even if later in the afternoon, if you decide, oh, maybe I should send that or send that, you could send them any time. You know, we'll consistently be updating your site with photos
We want to develop a pretty good portfolio. But the other stuff I'll cherry pick through, obviously, and make sure I'm not listing any of the cars on there and stuff. People are like, what the heck? Basically good to go on this thing. You're sure about that 10 to 10 Monday through Sunday window?
No, Monday through Friday.
Monday. Oh, okay. Let me adjust it. See, that's why I ask. I'm going to have to do the voice verification too at the end here. Just make sure I didn't miss anything. Monday through Friday. Do you want Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, or you want them closed?
I mean, you could do Monday through Saturday, I guess.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed.
No, no, not closed. The only day that I really the only day I really try to take off and, like, not do anything installation-wise is Sunday.
Okay. But if the right job calls, you'll take it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not... I don't leave money on the ground, homie.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Okay. So 10 to 10 Monday through Saturday, Sunday by appointment. So they could still call in, but you're not actually expected to do the work on Sunday. It's more so just you're open for calls.
Yeah.
Okay. How many guys did you say you had running?
Me and another guy, and then I have another buddy.
Okay. You can get more help, though, if you need it?
If they're worth it, Dan.
Okay. Because this ad campaign wants me to register you as a medium-sized business with a 250-mile radius. Usually, if you say small, like less than five guys, they try to put a limit on it, but I'm just gonna change
it. No, I mean, I could... If I started getting in a bunch of work, I have people that are down.
Okay.
I'm very nitpicky because we go into people's houses and my name's on the line and I ain't trying
to... No, that's the right way to do it. And do it the right way or don't do it at all, you know? Last thing you want is a bunch of bad reviews. I mean, we have reputation management in here, so I'll get in there, but, you know, if I got to get in there every other day, I'll tell you to keep your money next month and go another way. That's all bad. I kept having issues with a guy last year. I had to do that, and especially the pandemic. Like some people, I mean, like I said, we live in the reddest part of California. You know, so over here, we're like, meh. And Huntington Beach, where I grew up, they didn't even wear the masks. But I had a guy I was working with out there. He kept going to places without it and preaching it was a hoax and all this stuff, and it was just causing a bunch of problems. So.
Yeah, I don't work.
Yeah, don't mix business and politics. I mean, not everybody's going to see eye to eye, even if they're cordial about it. So you just got to kind of let that roll. Some people are just airheaded.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've turned down some people because they're Democrats.
Yeah. I can understand that. But it's just better to separate it, you know. Get in there. Do what you do. Get your money. Part ways.
Yeah, I'm not big on when people start talking crap. Like, you want me to do your job, that's cool, but...
Yeah,
you know,
you wouldn't believe how many business owners that I work with that I just don't agree with. But, you know, if it doesn't get in between it, we don't got to be friends on a personal level, you know? We could just keep it moving that way, you know? I know me and you see eye to eye on that stuff. We've talked about it, but it's just... I don't know. I try to avoid those political conversations. I got into a little argument with a guy last week, and it was like, okay, so I just assigned him a whole nother account manager, so I don't even talk to him anymore. He's working with another one of our reps.
I'm almost done.
No worries. I thought we were short on time, so you're fine. The only reason I was going quick is because I thought you were short on time, so I was trying to get through it.
Well, I was planning on doing a few things. I just got tires put on one of my trucks, and I was going to run to buddies of mine and borrow his oil pit so I could do my oil change.
Just gonna let it run out overnight.
No, I don't have an oil pit at my shop, so I just kind of borrow his.
Oh, you need a whole pit? You can't use just a regular pan? Is that what you're talking about? Like an oil pan? I have one of those plastic ones that I undo it myself though. On the Forerunner,
yeah, no,
the bolt's like right in the front. It's just one bolt, and then just let it drain out.
Yeah, no, I change my own oil too. I'm fat and lazy, so I'd rather walk down in the pit and be able to stand up.
I hear you. Sometimes I don't even do it myself. Sometimes I'll take it into Valvoline or something. They got it under there. I let those guys crawl under there.
Oh shit! No, I always do my. And I got 15 G's in this motor on this truck. I can't be doing that.
Oof. I remember you telling me about that big old truck.
Yeah, Cali, like I was telling you, I went into Cali and I was worried about getting
smog
hit
at the back. This is big old black cloud of smoke.
Yeah, I mean, I have pretty clean tunes, but they're pretty fucking hot. But like I said, me and my buddy, we were a little scared when we rolled in, and he didn't understand it very much. He just knew that I was tripping out about it, and then when I explained it to him, he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we...
They're trying to make a law now, I guess, in, like, a couple of years, where basically, like, at least 50% of the vehicles in the state are supposed to be electric. So I guess, like, Elon Musk is going to turn into, like, some kind of demigod over the next couple of months, couple of years.
Yeah, I like some of the shit that dude does, but then sometimes I'm like, man, you still got some shit to have to use, bro.
Yeah, he said he's gonna unblock Trump on Twitter, so I'm waiting for that. I kind of missed that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Trump came out here, actually, when he was running in 2016, and he had a big rally at the fairgrounds, so that's why they call it the Orange Curtain out here. It's like the most pro-Trump era, the reddest area of California. Everybody loves Trump out here.
Oh, yeah. Trump's worth that, man.
I know. Hopefully he gets reelected. I've had it with this Biden guy. They're talking about food shortages and all kinds of crap. They're letting these Chinese buy up all our farmland. Bill Gates buying up a bunch of farmland. I'm like, what the heck? This guy doesn't know anything about farming. And, of course, he's going to buy a bunch of farmland, probably turn it into factories and sweatshops and turn us into communist China. That's really how China got ahead in the world powers, is they were doing all the sweatshops, so everybody was ordering everything for pennies on the dollar from China and then selling it in the States for, you know, double, triple the cost. So Americans are being lazy, not wanting to do the labor, and then they basically got ahead by... is basically slavery. So now all of our money kept getting sent over to China for the last like 20, 30 years, and they're one of the richest countries in the world right now. Sadly.
It should have went through. I think I spent like 90-something, but it's not showing all of them.
It won't. That's what I was telling you. It's going to take a while, even just to send them from your side and then for us to upload them. I mean, if there's 90-something photos in there and they're any kind of quality, it's going to take a minute, you know. So that's why that'll come through to us overnight, and then that way when we sit down for the client interview tomorrow between 5 and 6, we'll have them all for sure downloaded, and we could just go ahead and pick your brain on which ones you want listed starting out. But the profile set up, and I have the client interview confirmed. So we just got to secure that first month's payment and then do a voice verification, like a 60-second recording that'll outline the agreement. I'll get you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, and then we'll be good to go until that client interview tomorrow.
Okay, that'll work. Hey, what's your Facebook?
My Facebook page? Like the company Facebook?
No, like your personal. Like, I like you as a person, so I was going to add you.
No, I don't have a personal Facebook page. I have I have MySpace still, I think. Let me see.
You got MySpace?
Yeah, I mean, that was the last time I really got into social media. My old lady is, she's one of those paranoid ones that, you know, go back and find a message from 2019 and 2018 and then go, what is this and what's that? And I'm going, oh God, you know. I was like, we were still not locked in. We hadn't proposed to you yet. And,
jeez, man, MySpace, I love that guy. That's old as fuck.
I don't even know if it's still active anymore, like the credentials for that. I'm all over the company website, though, if you go into localsplash.com and then the About Us profile. So.
The localsplash.com?
Yeah, it's our company site.
Splash. Marketing agency, Costa Mesa, Cali.
Yeah, there's Costa Mesa. There's Fountain Valley, and there's also Newport.
And it says you are closed.
Closed? Oh, yeah, we closed 9 minutes ago. I'm after hours on your account. Yeah, you were like one of my last calls of the day. I had you scheduled for 3:30 today, which is 5:30 your time.
Client success, services, About Us, home.
Yeah, it's got everything in there. This is kind of a... Oh, no, I didn't send you this before, did I? I sent you just the pricing page last time.
I don't even think you sent me that, man.
Yeah, I did. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me go back here.
I was about to say, I didn't get anything.
Oh, no, I see I sent you the FTC stuff. Oh, my God. Okay, here. Let me,
You were about to get all upset with me thinking I was calling you a liar. He said, no, yeah, I did.
I thought I did. I don't know how we got into pricing without you actually even seeing any of that stuff.
Because I asked and you kept telling me to do it in my backyard, and then you said you could go up to 50, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to do it for me. And I asked about 250, and you were like, yeah, we could do that, but the price goes up. And I was like, well, what's the price? You said $499, and then that's when I was like, well, I got to do some thinking and talk and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a deal. It's actually a deal on it. So what you're getting is, if you click on that field that I just sent you, it's a hyperlink. So it'll just say localsplash.com/pricing.
Premier SEO packages.
Yes.
What is the
$898? Which one? Oh, no, that's the Essential Premier. So you're going to be on the Platinum Premier, but for $499 instead of $549 a month. And then it's paid out monthly. So those are 2 months combined. That's why it says $1,098 in those packages. The one that says $499, the Pro Premier, it says $998 because it's all based off like a two-month verbal commitment. But what you're getting is the Platinum Premier and all of its contents. That's what's going to come across on your invoice and in the outline of your agreement. So that way you have the Google Ads as well. But I marked the price down. So instead of $549 per month, you're paying $499. And then I waived your setup fee for you. So you don't have to pay that $299 setup fee either.
Hey, give me 1 second. I got to click over. 1 second.
Okay. Kind of weird. I'm going to have to get a Facebook. Why don't we do that yet? When is our Meta partnership going through? Yeah. It was weird. And he asked me if I have Facebook, and I'm like, I don't. But I could get a work one. It doesn't have to be like a personal one. It could be like one that's just like for my work, so that way we can add our clients on Facebook and just have them up there. Or make a local splash business Facebook page. Yeah. Why don't you guys start working on that now? Because the Meta partnership is supposed to go through in 2 weeks. Yeah. Because we sell their Facebook ads for them. And we host their Facebook ads for them. So why wouldn't we have a Facebook page? That just doesn't sound right. That's kind of awkward. I'd rather have been able to give them a Facebook page, even if it's not a personal one, at least it has pictures of us on it. You could put, like, the company barbecues and stuff on there. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you... Why not? Alright.
Alright, you there, bud?
Yeah, I'm still here with you.
Sorry, that was my wife. I can't avoid that.
Oh. Yeah, no, I hear you. You're going to end up sleeping on the couch.
I'd probably just go to the shop. SEO, content creation, Google Business Profile, Bing Local. What is Bing?
Bing is... exactly. Bing is the second largest search engine in the world behind Google. There used to be Google, yeah, Bing, and Yahoo.
I know about Yahoo. I have a Yahoo or whatever, or Mail, but yeah, I'm telling you, man, me and technology don't go very, very good together. Are we monitoring popular directories, submissions?
They told us to have you add us on our company Facebook, so at least that way you still have us there, even though I don't have the personal one, our company one.
No,
yeah, so I sent you, the link for that one. Oh.
I got you. So what happens with a Facebook page that I already have? It's my Superfill Insulation Facebook.
Yeah, we're not going to, like, delete it or anything like that. We go in there, though, and we develop the ad based on some of the content that's in there.
Cool, but I don't have to pay anything extra through Facebook?
No. That's all hosted and maintained through us.
Okay, because last time I did that, it had, like, this boost crap that boosts your ads and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
It ended up just being a freaking time.
Yeah, time, energy, money, all of that. Facebook, I mean, I don't really, we just, like, we're supposed to become a Meta partner here soon, and you'll notice your package does include some Facebook ads, so Facebook's going to make money off the campaign, at least a little bit of it. I'm not big on it, though, because I've noticed with my clients, you know, Facebook brings in, like, maybe 3 or 4 new jobs a month. I mean, most people aren't going to Facebook when they're looking for insulation or a general contractor or anything like that, you know. So 90% of your calls will come from Google, and then, you know, the other directories like Yelp and Yellow Pages, and then you got Facebook, Bing even, they'll make up the other 10%.
Gotcha. So what is that call and conversion tracking?
Yeah, so there is a tracking system built into the Google Analytics. So you'll be able to log into that, but it'll show you, like, if somebody uses the mobile platform and they click on it, it'll show you, like, what keyword they looked up to find you, what zip code they came from. It'll actually track the call, so you'll have a recording of that conversation. You'll be able to go pull those calls at any time. Now we could tangibly show you what we're bringing to the table each month. So instead of it being like, hey, I paid you guys $4.99, what did I get out of it, you know? We actually have the call and conversion tracking there, so they'll be able to show you what converted and, you know, give you a general idea. Obviously, we won't be able to show you down to the penny because we don't have any idea on the transactions, but, you know, we can obviously have the calls and kind of give you a general idea on what kind of money you're making off of it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Pretty important, you know. It's not just a lot of marketing companies out there, they just want to, you know, gather money without being able to show you tangibly what they're bringing to the table for you. So we're not like that. That's actually our retention tool because our services are month to month. So the way we get you guys to come back is to say, hey, you spent $4.99, but you made X amount. So I'm sure you want to continue to move forward, right? You know.
Yeah, I got you.
Yep. So it's all part of the tracking system, though. Monitors the calls, monitors the conversions for you. Man, this company Facebook page is pretty embarrassing. They got our Halloween costumes on there and stuff. There's a lot of embarrassing photos that they've uploaded to that, and I'm going to have to... I forgot they even had this. My rep came and reminded me, we do have our company page. This is funny. I'm scrolling through it. we're a pretty big company. We've been around for a long time, since 2004.
I was trying to get to that, but,
you should just be able to click on that link, yeah.
I see a bunch of people in, like, bluish-purple shirts.
Yeah, that's our End Alzheimer's Walk. Yeah, we sponsored the End Alzheimer's Walk. That's a long time ago, though. That's back in 2013.
This one shows April 26th, yesterday. I don't see any pictures. Oh, photos. Here we go.
A lot of
timeline photos. So which one of these guys am I talking to?
let me go click on it, because I barely even looked through it in here till now. I realized they got all these Halloween and their ugly sweater contests up there, so that's kind of embarrassing. But I got one where I got Take Me Gnome tonight.
Yeah, I feel like this one's you, but I'm not 100%.
It should say John right on it. There's one that says, Take Me Home Tonight, or Gnome Tonight, actually. It's a sweater my lady gave me. And there's Tony's up there, Dave's up there. That would be the quickest one, the Ugly Sweater Contest from 2017. There's only like 14 in there. That's just people upstairs. Yeah, it doesn't really have names on any of them. It's just a bunch of faces.
Yeah, it's got a guy that has a stocking on his chest.
No, that's Dave. Yeah, that's our CEO. That's Tony. It says, Bite Me. And it says, Take Me Gnome Tonight.
Take Me Gnome. Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly who I thought you were.
Oh, man. What does that mean?
I was looking at the other photos before you pointed it out, and
yeah.
I was like, man, I feel like this is the one I'm talking to, and then sure enough, like, that's who it was.
Yeah, Tony actually, that's totally off topic, but Tony is actually multi-millionaire now. He started Fresh Farms, like e-liquid, like those e-cigarette companies, and then he ended up selling the company last year for like $14 million. So
damn, sounds like I should have been best friends.
He's doing pretty good. I've gone around in his Lambo. He has a white Lamborghini now. So
yeah, I've never owned one of those. We got stuff after the Lambo.
It's a waste of money. I'm telling you, I wouldn't go past my 4Runner. I would just get another 4Runner every year. I would just leave it like that. I don't like the idea of all the maintenance that goes into it and all his gadgets and stuff. I'm kind of old fashioned when it comes to the car. I don't even drive stick. I got an automatic.
And I got automatics. I got manual valve bodies.
Yeah, that's real driving. I'm not built for that, sadly.
I thought you said you were in a NASCAR, bro. You got to support.
I
your,
am. I like as a spectator.
Oh, you're one of them guys.
As a spectator, I can't drive a NASCAR. I've gone out to tracks and raced some pretty nice cars, but they're all automatics and they're nothing stick.
So you're telling me if I bought another side by side,
you're gonna embarrass me right now. Yeah, nah. Hey, let's not even go there. I already know this.
I'm just
going
saying,
I've
if I bought another side-by-side,
I've had
you wouldn't strap in with me and go around the track.
I would jump in. I would just sit in the passenger side.
Man,
there
like,
is no passenger.
Can you ride with me?
Oh, man, come on. Give me a hard time.
No, it's funny because...
I got two boys, too. That's the funny part. So later, imagine, I'm not even going to be teaching them how to drive a stick, how to really drive. They'll be driving automatics.
Yeah, no, all my kids are going to learn stick first. I mean, well, my oldest daughter, she drove the side-by-side whenever she was 6 years old, so.
Oh, man, they got me in a lifeguard suit in here from 2017, too. Oh, man, dude, these pictures, I thought these were all long gone.
It's an image.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, this costume contest.
Do they record these calls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's recorded. It's okay.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah. I'm just, you know, having fun jumping.
Yeah, no.
I ain't trying to get
you. No, you're good. You're good. I've been here 10 years, so they know. They know me. I like to talk.
Yeah, which is crazy, because I don't like people, but everything I do requires me to talk to people.
Yeah, that's because you sound a lot like me. I'm like that all the time. I kind of keep to myself most of the time, but then it seems like when I get out about, I'm just kind of, it's kind of, I don't know. I'm very open, as long as it's about certain things. I'd say I'm pretty much an open book. Sadly, I guess I feel in my mind I'm introverted, and I feel like my personality when I'm not the guy that's going to be talking to people in the grocery store, you know, but I have to socialize when it comes to work, and so my work is an environment where there's a lot of people.
Yeah, and like at my job, I talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Can I talk
to them? I can't talk to people about politics usually, because once I start talking about politics and things just start getting crazy. But my brother's like very libertarian in his thinking, so we kind of go back and forth a lot of times, because I feel like a libertarians are basically Republicans that are against taxes. It's basically the same thing. but all their other thinking is ideal, or their ideology is like the same with the Republican. A lot of them are Christian-based people too, so I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
You're basically a Republican, but you don't like taxes, which I don't think anybody likes taxes. Anybody that's lived in California for any period of time hates taxes. You got it good out there. Out here, they'll tax you like 40%.
Dude, no joke. Whenever we were there, me and my buddy were, somebody, I think a Yanks, they were like, man, y'all should go to this bar. And we're like, nah, we don't do bars. And they're like, why not? And we're like, because we ain't trying to pay $7-$8 for, you know, a damn beer. Like, we're going to go buy a beer and we'll drink at the hotel. And they were like, oh, okay. So we went to Walmart, and then they tried to freaking make us pay for the bags. I'm like, are you shitting me? They're like, no, you got to pay for the bags. I'm like, no, the hell I don't. So we just figured our shit out.
Jeez.
But
yeah.
That was the first time that you had to pay for freaking bags.
Yeah, I try not to go out and drink anymore. In my early 20s, I spent a lot of time doing that, and I got into a lot of stuff that almost cost me a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, we drink at the house, or we'll drink at the hotel, but, man, my buddy, when he starts to drinking, he turns into a different person, and that person's fun to be with. But that person also doesn't take shit from people, and
exactly.
He hits really, really hard. And most of his fights, like when he was 16, he put an 18-year-old dude that was twice his size in ICU and hit him 3 times.
Oh, my God. And my older brother cleared off the back of a bar one time. My older brother, he's an Army vet. So he went to Iraq and Afghanistan. And so we're, like, a little bit different. He's a lot bigger than me. But I remember one time he wrecked, like, 3-4 guys. I was trying to back him up. We got out to the back, and this guy let off like 3 shots in there. And this is Orange County, California. So I mind you, in the back of this bar, there's probably at least 120 civilians just hanging out, getting plastered. And they all just scattered like cockroaches. And then I had, and then somebody identified us. So then I had the cops, and then I had, so it was just a big old thing. So I was like, you know what? I just either can't drink with my brother or shouldn't just go out drinking at all, because some of the stuff that he would do would just have me looking over my shoulder like it wasn't even anything I was getting involved in. He just real, you know. And I'm pro Second Amendment. We've always been that way, but I don't want to have to lay nobody out. You know what I mean? It's California, the laws are different. You know, if somebody kicks in my door and I lay them out, I'm good. I don't have anything to worry about. But outside in the street, it's just not. Not smart. I don't even know why he had that. So it's not like Texas. We can't just carry. Even with a concealed carry, if I have it out in a public place like that, I can get in a lot of trouble. Even with the CC.
Oh yeah. I'm sitting in my truck right now, and there's a .45 in the holster. It's got one in the chamber, 12 in the mat or in the clip, and then that's right under the steering wheel. And then to the right, down in my console, there's a Taurus G3 that's loaded up, 17 in the clip, one in the chamber, and then on my side, I've got a 9mm that's loaded. And
Tony's like that now. Now he's got a CC Dub and his Lamborghini. He's got three of them in there, in that Lamborghini truck he bought, that Urus. But you kind of have to be like that. That's why even if I was rolling in it like that, I still would never go get a big flashy car like that. It's just going to attract the wrong attention. Especially you go through the opposite side of town, you get all those brothers following you and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So you want this card number? Sorry, we're about to stop.
Sorry about that. Let me go back. Okay, was it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
It's a Visa, V-I-S-A.
All right, and then is it under your name or the business name or both?
Both.
Okay.
So it's Marcus E. Stallings, and then under that it says Superfill Insulation.
It doesn't say LLC on it, it just says Superfill Insulation?
Yeah, that's just what they put on it, just Superfill Insulation. But my company is Superfill Insulation LLC.
Okay, I gotcha. Update. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yep, 1601 Richard Road.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Cool. My numbers are on the back of the card, and it's 4259-0900. 15-16-27-47.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/25.
10/25, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
325.
You said you had a Visa, but the numbers are on the back of the card?
Yeah, I got a new card. It's a Wells Fargo Business Platinum credit.
Huh.
So it has the logo of Wells Fargo. It has a little carriage and the horses and all that stuff. So
yeah.
My name, and then you flip it over and it has all the info.
That's weird. I haven't seen those yet.
They're pretty cool.
Okay, so let me give you this Premier bundle, and then that discount's locked in. Let me make sure they waive the setup fee on this too.
So $499 a month. That's kind of
less.
Door.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be a penny more. You won't incur any additional surprises or charges. I did want to ask you, though, did you want to use a tracking phone number at all, or do you want to just use the number that you have?
What's a tracking phone number?
It's like a Google Voice number, or they got to press 1, like, to verify it's not, like, an auto call or anything like that. And then press 1, and then it'll connect you, and then it'll call you. So it'll forward still to your phone. And then, of course, it has the app that you can go in there and actually review all the calls from, like, a mobile device if you have it in real time rather than going and sitting down on the computer. So it's up to you.
I mean, if they'll just call my number, that's cool with me.
Yeah.
I got to get on app and stuff, I'm cool with.
Yeah, some people are kind of paranoid about the tracking numbers, too. They think, like, we're tracking their calls and stuff. Like, it's just for you to have proof that we're bringing stuff to the table. We're not actually, like, tracking you. We don't have that much time in our day.
Yeah,
not that bored. I got better things to do, like go home to my kid.
Do you want to read that number back to me? Just make sure you got it right.
Hold on. I actually left that page. It's a VeriSign secure database, so once I input it, it encrypts it. So it's, like, all X'd out. I can't even see it. It just says Visa.
No, you're good. You just read it back. I didn't know if that was still planning on.
Oh, I was, sorry about that. Usually I repeat it back, but then I went right into billing to try to adjust because I got to reduce the monthly cost by $50, and then I had to waive your setup fee too. So it's just saying here it's a Visa ending in 2747, and then it has the expiration as October 25, and then it says 3-2 and an X. But all the other numbers are X'd out, so it'll just tell me Visa in the last 4 digits basically.
That'll work, and then y'all won't run it until everything gets done and we're all happy with it?
Well, it's going to process actually right now, so I have to send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing while I have you on the line.
Okay.
Yeah. So give me just a second here.
And go back to my Google.
Yep. Hold on a second. Yeah, because you got to sign off on it too and authorize it. So it said payment approved. All right, so you're going to get a text here shortly. It'll say, Marcus, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
What? Cool that it approved. I didn't know there was any money in there.
yeah, okay. I'm going to say, if you can't afford $500, you're doing something wrong.
That's a lot of money.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to working with business owners, but, I mean, I feel like once you pass 30 years old, you should always have some money. Or if you have kids, you should always have some money, you know.
I got this deal. It says invitation, client interview, local splash, yada, yada, yada. Thursday, 5 to 6, and it says client interview, local splash, yes, no, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's an invitation to your client interview tomorrow. So it should be with an organizer, Jazwan, and then the client interview technician or the client interview department will be notified through relevant ads, and then it should have you on there. You want to accept that. That's for your appointment tomorrow between 5 and 6. So that's not going to be with me directly. It's a separate technician.
All right, cool. I got the email.
Okay, perfect. But there should be an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And you'll also have... Okay, no worries. Yeah, we always send a hard copy of it, especially if you have a discounted pricing structure like this.
I certify that I'm an authorized holder?
Yeah. Yeah, that's important. Make sure it's not somebody pretending to be you.
Signature, click here, and type your name as seen above.
Mm-hmm. Click sign off on that. And then the hard copy will be sent over to the email as well, so that way you have it on file and we have it on file. So you'll keep that discounted pricing structure. So if our rates go up or change later, yours isn't going to change. Your agreement is set in stone. So if you're with us for the next 5-10 years, you don't have to worry about your price changing or anything like that.
I did that, and it took me to local splash username password.
Okay, yeah, so that's your account dashboard and tracking system. Remember, at the end of your client interview, they're going to give you the login credentials for that, and then there's also a YouTube video that'll be attached to your login credentials, so that way you can access not just the tracking system, but access the website that we build for you, your Google business profile, everything. So the YouTube video will show you how to use it and how to identify each individual tab. It's only about 7 minutes long. And then I'm also here with you, too. So if you ever have any, like, questions, comments, concerns, you want to make changes, you need help logging into that, you know, you can always call me. I'm here Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 Central Time. So 7 to 4.
Yeah, no, you're good.
10. Okay.
So what is that app?
I'm losing my voice.
So I'm on Google right now, or the App Store. What do I type in?
Oh, no, no. So the app will be sent over separately, but the app is usually attached to if you have a tracking number. If you don't have a tracking number, then you're not going to have the actual app. You just have the browser, which would just be the my.localsplash.com site. So it's separate. It's not, that data is not condensed into app form. The app access is only for the Google tracking system, and then Google implements the app. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. So if I download the app or do that, that's just for the phone thing. That's it. Nothing else.
Yeah, no, it's just for the phone number. Like if you had a Google tracking number, it's only going to be able to track your Google stuff through that number.
Gotcha.
With this account dashboard, this is our own technology, the my.localsplash.com. So it's a browser. It's an actual site. You log in there, and it'll have your Google stuff in one tab, but it's going to have separate tabs for everything. There's your Yelp, your Yellow Pages. Everything's in there, so you'll have access to all of it.
Okay. That works. Well, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, so that way they're all kind of hyperlinked into one centralized hub so you can keep track of everything rather than having 100 different apps or 100 different logins. It's just one login to access all of it relevant to your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's a lot easier. All right, so that concludes our initial sign-up. I want to thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you, man. If there's anything, like I always say, our educated clients are our happiest clients, but I know you're not going to want me to sit here and kind of school you on every single thing. I've tried to do it before, and guys just end up getting frustrated. No questions are dumb questions. Or if you ever want clarity on something, like, don't hesitate to ask. I know that's going to make a lot more sense moving forward, and that'll obviously increase our chances of having a long-term business relationship. So, you know, keep that communication open. If there's anything that I can do, even if it's something small that you feel, hey, maybe if you guys did this, it might make it a little bit better for you or make your experience with us better.